Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. I'm always stepping into uncertain and seeing where it takes me. I don't know what the next 5 years are going to look like, but I know that I'm going to be helping people. I'm going to step into my power and my truth and my confidence. I'm going to put myself in uncomfortable situations and keep showing up every day, amping my light up and being the best version of myself that I can.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, I've been receiving some messages very recently about getting fired. A number of people seem to be laid off, have lost their jobs, and I'm getting a lot of questions about it. So I wanted to read one of them, dive into it. Actually, I'm going to get into two of the questions that I received and hopefully give you some good direction and advice. Here's where I'll start, though. And I was thinking of naming this episode something like, if you've been fired, you need to listen to this. But here's the reality is you need to listen to this before you're fired, right? Because this is, I wish I had known this before I was fired. I would have leaned into my personal brand so much more. I would have invested in myself so much more before I got fired. I would have started the side hustle before I got fired so that there wouldn't have been so much pressure when I actually got fired, right? And again, I get it. Like, I didn't have that foresight when it happened to me, so I was kind of caught red-handed, like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? I haven't been building anything. I'm not prepared for this. I didn't anticipate this coming. I guess in some ways I did, but not logistically. Like, I hadn't planned it out. So first and foremost, if you are in a job, you're doing something that maybe it's not your life's work, your life's passion, whatever, start building that passion business on the side. Start investing in your personal brand. Start elevating your profile online. Lean into LinkedIn for sure. Start building an email newsletter, right? Like, create a conversion mechanism so when you go as a guest on podcasts, you can send people your free ebook so you can bring them into your community, right? Start developing your community, your name, your brand. Really start leaning into that because there's such value. You know, gone are the days of only a media company has a brand or only a media company has a community. Every individual is a media company these days, and whatever is unique, special about you, you can teach to other people. You have value, right? No matter who you are, there's something, whether you're a great cook or you know how to work out or you're a great salesperson or, you know, there's always something unique about everybody. You just need to lean into it, own it, start elevating it, and be willing to not have it all figured out, right? Like, I remember when I started, I've changed my brand so much over the last 6 years. Since I got fired, I evolve it. I change it. My first book was Confidence Creator. My second book was Overcome Your Villains. The podcast is Creating Confidence. I give talks on confidence. I give talks on sales. I give talks on leadership. Right? Like, it's always changing and evolving depending on the needs in the marketplace and the problems and solutions you can bring forward. So don't stay fixed in this idea that you have to launch this perfect brand tomorrow and it's staying one way for the next 2 decades and, you know, you have to have it all figured out. No. It was funny when I was in Saudi Arabia, one of the women from my mastermind was with me. And she said, Heather, I've heard you say countless times, done will always be better than perfect. Just always will be, right? Like, perfect timing doesn't exist. Now is the perfect time. Move, go, right? Jump, leap. Make it happen, whether it's if you think you're ready or not. That's irrelevant. You're never going to be ready. You just need to go. And I say that all the time, especially done is better than perfect. Done will always be better than perfect because it is. However, she heard it from somebody else, one of the gentlemen, the unicorn billionaire founders that I was interviewing. And he said, if you're even 30% the way there to getting something figured out, that's the time to go. There is no such thing as 50% figured out or 60%. Like, that doesn't exist. Then you're too late to the game. And for whatever reason, the way he verbalized it, it hit home for her. And she said, I finally got it. What you've been telling us for so long, the way he said it connected with me. So that's a good reminder that you might say, oh, I'm saying the same things other people are. I'm teaching the same things other people are. There's not enough value in what I'm saying. Wrong. Everybody vibrates on a different frequency. Everybody has different life experiences and connects with different kinds of people. Whether your voice is different, the way that you conduct business, the way that you handle yourself, you will connect and relate with some that others can't connect and relate with. So it's on you. It's your job to bring forward your brilliance, your experiences, and know that you're doing it at a completely unique way through the lens of your experience, your life, your situation, and that's going to connect with people that other people can't reach. So it's on you to bring it forward. Lean into that personal brand. You already have one. Start holding the pen and actually taking control of it. That's what I wish I had done before I got fired.
Meet a different guest each week. Confidence Clarity.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, Mom, you look so pretty. I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. I would have made my life so much easier if I started a couple of years before I got fired, building my side hustle, building my personal brand, and really owning and rocking it, right? So make the investment in yourself. The best investment you will ever make is the one that's in you. Okay, but now let's get to these individuals that have been fired, have been laid off. Okay, so I got a note from a woman that said, I lost my job last week. Do you have any fast tracking for escalating a job search in 2024? I know executive positions are not typically posted, but it's more through your network. Trying to get too overwhelmed as this is day one, but I feel like a giant clock is ticking and I know a search can take several months. Any suggestions would be so appreciated. I'm going deep on your podcast and they're so very helpful. Thank you. Okay, so here's what I want you to know. We don't know anything, right? And it's so much easier for me to sit here 6 years later. I get it. So I want you to know you're not alone. Like, I felt so scared, so lost, so much pressure. I was crying. I literally cried straight the first day. I couldn't stop crying. I went under a weighted blanket. Like, I was a hot mess. And so I completely get it. But I want to give you, fast forward 6 years, I don't feel like that anymore, right? Like, so there is a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train. I want you to feel hopeful. I want you to try to take some pressure off yourself. Now, I totally get it. I'm a single mom and, you know, there was massive financial pressure on me to perform and create revenue and figure out a way to pay for my son. And yeah, that stuff is all real. But when I look back now, and especially as I read this note from this woman, I can hear the pressure in her voice, right? Overwhelmed. I know a search can take several months. How do you know that? You don't know that, right? And I understand it's the biggest thing that you can do, and it's very, very challenging, is to shift your mindset. To start coming at it from a stance of there is opportunity everywhere, right? And again, I did not feel like that when I got fired. I'm telling you what I wish I had known, right? I didn't know this. I wish I was able to grasp this. All right, some of the things that you can do, and this is, I talk about this all the time, it's the same things around building confidence. Number one, fire your villains. If you have negative people in your life, you need to get rid of them right now. Especially if you've just been terminated, laid off, whatever it is, because you're feeling low, right? So you need to clear the deck, clear the queue. If you've been letting some people hang around your life that really have no business, they're not supporting you, challenging to grow, and there to cheer you on, get rid of them. That is mission critical right now, because the biggest enemy you probably have is in your head right now, right? Like, you're probably the one that is giving yourself the hardest time, because you're going through a big transition and it's scary and it's uncertain. Here's the real hack. I started thriving when I started seeing the uncertainty as possibility. And again, that was hard. It didn't happen overnight, right? But I trained myself. I surrounded myself with content that would support this initiative. I got big into Joe Dispenza's books. I invested in myself, right? I've invested in myself. The best investment you're ever going to make is the one you make in you. Right? Take that risk, take that chance, know that done will always be better than perfect. Hire a mentor, hire somebody that's been where you want to go, right? Clear the deck of all the negative people in your life, fire them, put yourself first. That is not selfish, it's selfless, because the more you take care of you, the better you're going to be able to show, perform, think, and produce the results you want, and then you can take care of everybody else, right? So those are the first steps that I would suggest leaning into. Next, I would say, you know, meditation, working out, like all the getting outside, surrounding yourself with people that are your champions and cheer you on. Have a quick call with them every day. Check in with them. Hold yourself accountable. Set specific goals. Journal. I'll walk you through the exact steps I took. I remember I got fired. I drove home and cried the whole way. And then 24 hours later, I realized nobody had contacted me. That's when I went to social media and I posted, I have just been fired. That post went viral. Now, here's what's key to it. I let people know I was in a situation where I was available and I needed some help, right? Strong people ask for help. I asked for help. People told me to take that post down. They said it was pathetic, but I checked in with the one voice and opinion that matters, my own. And so I want you to know that you might have an answer that doesn't resonate with everybody else. That's okay. It's what resonates with you. So people called me. They said, take the post down, Heather. It's not a good look. And I said, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't hurt anybody. That lady fired me because she didn't like me. I'm leaving the post up. Thank goodness I did. That post went viral. It landed me on the Elvis Duran show. So I raised my hand. I posted I'd been fired. I told people I needed their help and I wanted to hear from them that day. People reached out to help me. Convert those opportunities in the moment. When someone reaches out and says, I want to help, give them a task that they can do. Ask for a review of your work, an introduction to somebody. Ask for one specific thing. Froggy from the Elvis Duran reached out to me and I said, get me on the show. I had no idea what I was going to say on that show, but I did know this. I needed to start swimming in a pool bigger than what I had been in, right? The only way to do that is to go to new places with new people and put yourself in uncomfortable. And so I jumped on a plane, flew to New York, went on the Elvis Duran show. Halfway through that interview, he said to me, well, obviously you're writing a book, but I wasn't. But he spoke this conviction and this truth and this confidence into me. And I said, I was. The next thing you know, I'm jumping on an airplane and I Google, how do you write a book? And all it says is you have to just sit and be disciplined and write. And I said, I can do that. And I did it. And then I hired an editor, someone who was light years ahead of me, someone who had written 19 books. And I made the best investment you'll ever make, the investment you make in you. And I doubled down and we got Confidence Creator done in months' time. And as I was about to go to marketplace with it, my family said, don't launch this book. And I made a good decision. I called my editor. I said, I can't launch the book. He said, why? I said, my family doesn't want me to. He said, how many books have they written? I said, none. He said, how many have I written? I said, 19. He said, who do you think you should listen to? And I got real clear that day that maybe I'm not going to make everybody happy. Maybe I don't know what the path is for my future or my life. Maybe this old life that I had that seemed so certain all really wasn't. But right now I'm stepping into mad uncertainty and I'm just going to have to tune into the one voice that matters, my own. And I don't know what I'm doing, but something tells me I'm going to figure it out along the way. And I'm so grateful today that I did that, right? Stop making it about you and start making it about the one or two people you can impact and think about, okay, who can I help if I write this book? And yes, there are three errors in my first book, but I'm so proud of it because I'll be the person on her deathbed when I'm 100 years old and say, I wrote that imperfect book that helped millions of people, and I am so grateful I did it. Don't be the person that sleeps on the great ideas inside of you. Be the person that brings them forward, imperfection and all. You don't have to have it all figured out to get started. You don't have to have it all figured out to take the action and start building momentum. Journaling was super helpful for me because I was able to notice these incredible opportunities that started showing up. The minute you clear negative people from your life, you make space for positive people to show up and help you. You ask for help, you tell people what you need, you convert opportunities in the moment. You step into uncertainty and start seeing it as possibility. When everything is uncertain, anything is possible. And start embracing that. And again, I'm telling you, that was not the norm for me. It was hard, right? But like anything, it's a discipline, it's a muscle you can build. And the more that you step into it, the more it becomes normal. The more you start embracing it, the more you get excited about it. There's a very fine line between fear and excitement. Lean into being excited. And listen, I still don't have it all figured out, right? Here I am 6 years later. I've written 2 books. I have over 400 episodes of my podcast. I am now a board member with HealthLinked. I launched a coaching and consulting company. I'm a keynote speaker, international keynote speaker, now that I got back from Saudi Arabia, right? I'm always stepping into uncertain and seeing where it takes me. I don't know what the next 5 years are going to look like. But I know that I'm going to be helping people. I'm going to step into my power and my truth and my confidence. I'm going to put myself in uncomfortable situations and keep showing up every day, amping my light up and being the best version of myself that I can. I'm going to make tons of mistakes along the way. I already know that. And that's how you start figuring out new solutions, is seeing different ways to step into that possibility. I just invested in myself again this weekend. I was actually on Mindvalley, which is a great platform. I spent a ton of money on a new program that I thought, you know what, this is something I could learn. This is a way that I can become better. So if you're in a situation where you're saying, how do I get better? How do I get myself to do this? I haven't been fired, right? Start investing yourself. Start hiring coaches or communities where you can become a part of something else. Start learning different skill sets and stepping into new situations. Not only is it empowering, not only will it build your confidence, it's going to teach you new and different ways to do things. And you'll start stacking these experiences on top of your other prior experiences, and they're going to be unique and special and different to you. And you're going to be able to teach them differently to other people. So, you know, take that step, make that investment, double down on you. The more you can take that pressure off yourself, I know it's hard, But always and forever, if I get a good night's sleep, take the pressure off myself, I'm going to see solutions and figure out things that I couldn't see previously, right? Take care of you. Put yourself first. Get some sleep. Go to work out. Surround yourself with people who challenge you and cheer you on. Clear the deck on the negative people. Don't break promises to yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Have a cheerleader and a teammate you check in with weekly to help you stay on your plan. Set an intention for each day and have goals, very specific goals. Write them down. You might not hit them all, and you might. It's irrelevant, but you've got to start swinging for the fences. If not now, then when, right? Like, if you're not going to do this, now is the time to step into it. One of the things that I know this woman who reached out to me was saying, you know, she's saying it's overwhelming and she thinks a search can take a long time. One of the things I'd recommend doing if you're looking for, you know, going back to like a traditional corporate job, get a recruiter. There's millions of them out there and they've got a pulse on what opportunities are out there. Also, I just spoke for an amazing company. It's called AdMazing. And this company is exploding and they picked up so many people who are laid off from Twitter. So just because one door is closing doesn't mean there isn't another emerging business exploding at the same time. You just have to figure, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only do that looking back, right? So the more you can expand your network, the more you can learn and read and start having conversations with people in different industries, you'll start seeing where your talents could be used in ways you never had imagined before that are in growth phases, even if the current company that you're working for wasn't in one, right? You've got to pick your head up and start seeing things differently. Put yourself into the Elvis Duran situations of the world where you know nothing about them or it's a completely different industry. Get out of your bubble and start reaching out to people that you haven't previously, and you'll start unlocking doors that you didn't even know existed.
Meet a different guest each week.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
I asked you to try to find your passion.
Okay. Another question that I got, well, I'm trying to get my own side hustle up and running full-time. I work a full-time job, but it's just not going anywhere. I've been looked over so many times. I'm discouraged and I'm over it. I'm tired of helping the rich get richer. I need to be putting all of my hard work in my pocket, not someone else's who doesn't care. That said, I know I can do the work, but I'm not the best at branding, promoting myself or my business. How do I grow successfully on my own? All right, well, number one, I would say this. You're super clear that you don't want to be where you are. That's awesome, right? Love that clarity. So give yourself a date that you're leaving that job by, because the sooner you can get those negative people and negative situations out of your life, the sooner you're going to create opportunity for positive people to show up, right? The villain can be the job, right? The villain can be the person or it can be the job. Your villain is actually that job. If you're at a low vibration every day going into a job you don't really like, you're never going to be bringing about the opportunities that you're really worthy of, right? So we got to get you out of that job. So let's set a deadline for you, whatever that's going to be, and start working against that date. Get clear on it, write it down, hold yourself accountable, map it out, cross the days off, right? Make it real. Start taking tangible action steps every day to elevate your brand, to reach out and find out where else you could apply your skills and talents. Start the side hustle, whatever that business could be. Now, when you talk about, I'm not great at branding or promoting myself in my business, I wasn't either until I did it, right? And then it wasn't always perfect. It still isn't always perfect, right? But that's okay. There is no such thing as perfect. We're all flawed. We're all going to make mistakes. And the only way we're going to figure it out is by testing and trying. Data doesn't lie. The results are going to be your truth teller. You're going to look at the analytics. You're going to look, I use Shield Analytics on LinkedIn to show me what's working, what's not working. Algorithms are always changing, right? Sometimes storytelling is working. Sometimes video is working. Sometimes hashtags are working. Sometimes they're not, right? These are all things you test and try, and they evolve and change over time. Step into the uncertainty and start testing and trying. Teach something, add value, help others. And as you do that and you make it about serving others, you'll see you'll build your community. You'll see that you're going to start getting DMs. People are going to ask if they can hire you, right? Like, you've got to take the messy action to put yourself out there. No one's got it all nailed down. Nobody is doing this perfectly, myself included. Test and try. Start showing up on the regular. Start being disciplined. Put the work in. Step into fear on the regular and watch how you begin to grow your business, grow your personal brand, and open doors that previously didn't exist for you. I hope that helps. I hope that some of these ideas could be helpful for you. I promise, I wish I had known about these things. You can go to my website. I've got a 30-day free accountability partner. You're going to get an email from me every day for 30 days. It will help. It'll keep you focused on different tasks you can take every single day. Again, open your mind to investing in yourself and maybe becoming a part of a community like I just did at Mind Valley, or hiring an actual coach to work directly with you to hold you accountable and advance you, right? Look at the ways that you can invest in yourself to elevate yourself. You are worthy. You are deserving of more. And you know what? Getting fired is the biggest jump-off point in the world for you to take off. Oprah Winfrey fired, Mark Cuban fired, J.K. Rowling fired, Steve Jobs fired, and look what happened to them. You are in good company, my people. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
I decided to change that dynamic. I couldn't be more excited for what you're going to hear. Start learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No one succeeds alone.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca, delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.